Luke chapter number 23. Luke chapter number 23. I want to begin reading with verse number 39. Verse 39. The Bible said, "And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. O Lord, this morning, as humble as we know how, we thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We thank you for your love, for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house this morning. Thank you for what we've heard and what we've felt. Thank you, Lord, for this great nation that we live in. Thank you, Lord, for the sacrifices that were made, Lord, as men and women gave their lives, Lord, for the ultimate sacrifice in foreign soil on our behalf, Lord, that we are able to enjoy the freedoms of this great nation. Father, I'm reminded again this morning of the great sacrifice. Father, as we bow this morning, Lord, I pray once again, Lord, that we'd proclaim, Lord, that your Son done for us at Calvary. We ask you now to go with us. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing. Give us what we stand in need of. Anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Lord, give us words to say. What you do for us today, we'll praise you and give glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to turn over with me to the fifth chapter of the book of Romans. Romans chapter number 5. And I want to talk to us for just a few minutes on the great sacrifice. God's sacrifice. I want to talk to us on that for just a few minutes. Our nation is remembering the sacrifices that have been made for the nation to enjoy the freedoms that we enjoy and to enjoy the lifestyle that we enjoy. We're the only nation on the earth that enjoys the freedoms that we have today. And I'm thankful that I live in such a nation. I don't know how long that we are going to be able to enjoy the freedoms that we do enjoy. But I will say this, that if our nation will turn back to God, we can enjoy them for many, many years. This morning, the greatest sacrifice that was given, that we're reminded of, is what the Lord Jesus did on Calvary's cross. The Bible tells us the just dying for the unjust. So we know this morning it was a great sacrifice. How the Bible tells us that this sacrifice was from the foundation of the world, a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. We know that this sacrifice was for the betterment of the human race. The Bible tells us, and we're taught in the dictionary what sacrifice actually means. It's for one man suffering, giving his own self for the benefit of others. And so we know that Jesus Christ came into the world and to die for the benefit of us. Amen. That through him, that we that were sinners could be made saints, could be saved this morning. Now, when we talk about the great sacrifice, I'm grateful this morning for what those men and women did for us when they died on our behalf. I think about those 18-year-old boys and girls and these young men that died and were shot, many of them blowed up, killed, families, members that were killed on our behalf that we could enjoy. What even here this morning, the freedom to gather over at the house of God and to worship God. It's not like this in many nations. You can go to some of the nations in the world and assemble together as you and I are assembled together.
China is ruled by dictators. It's a communist country. And if they worship the Lord, they have to go underground and hide, oftentimes without Bibles, not able to surface above ground to be able to worship, cannot testify, cannot witness to the countrymen out in the open as you and I do. Never take for granted what we have in the United States of America, to be able to stand up and to worship the Lord to the dictates of our heart. I tell you what we ought to be doing. We ought to be on our toes this morning, shouting our heads off and praising God for putting us in such a great nation. Amen. To be able to worship. We're a Christian nation, and we're a beacon, a light on a hill to a lost and a dying world. We proclaim the sacrifice at Calvary's cross, the Lord Jesus that gave his blood and sacrificed for us his lifeblood, that through him we don't have to die, but we can have eternal life this morning. Amen. Well, the great sacrifice in the book of Romans in chapter number 5, he talks about the depth of this sacrifice, the very deepness of this. So sometimes don't realize what Jesus had done for us and the very depths of that sacrifice. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Who can understand the depths of God's love? It's too deep for me to understand, but I sure do enjoy the love of God. When I think about the depth of the sacrifice that was given, I have to remember who I am and who I was. Amen. When you think about who you are and who you was this morning, how we were without Christ and without strength. How the Bible tells us in chapter number 5, he gives us 4 descriptions of ourselves, that we recognize the very depth of God sacrificing his Son on our behalf. First of all, he says in verse number 6, he said, for when we were yet without strength, amen, that we could not do ourselves, Christ done for us. Amen. We were without strength. We could have never saved ourselves. We could never go to heaven. Amen. We was all doomed to die, and our home would be hell. We were without strength. Ephesians said, we were dead in trespasses and sin. We had no way to ever become alive. But the Bible said he quickened us. Amen. We're saved by grace. Amen. We're saved by grace this morning. And not any works, good works that we've done. He said, lest any man should boast. Amen. We were without strength. Dead in trespasses and sin. That's what we were. Amen. We couldn't do a thing about our condition. Amen. But he did it all for you and I when he strengthened us at the cross of Calvary and gave us eternal life. But then he talks about us being ungodly. Look in verse number 6. The Bible said Christ died for the ungodly. He describes us as ungodly this morning. That's what makes this sacrifice so great. Amen. Is the fact that Jesus Christ came when we couldn't do for ourselves. He done it all for us. And the Bible said when we were ungodly, the Bible tells us, amen, that he who knew no sin have become sin for us, that we could be made the righteousness of God. And imagine he become ungodly, that you and I, amen, could become clean in him. By his stripes we're healed. He describes us as ungodly, void of God or anything to do with God. He describes us as ungodly. The Bible said he commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Hallelujah. He didn't wait till we become good, but while we was ungodly, he sacrificed himself for us. But look, he not only stops there, but in verse number 8, he calls us sinners. The Apostle Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. The Apostle Paul, here in the book of Romans, the Bible said God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, he called us sinners. Amen. The Jews called us dogs, but we were all under the condemnation of sin. We're sinners not because of what we do, but because of what we are. We inherited the original sin of Adam, and it was passed down to all men. The Bible said, for by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. We're sinners this morning. What makes this great salvation so great is the fact that Christ came and died for sinners. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to think about that now when you talk about sinners. For as the Bible's concerned, that is a condemnation, and it's a death sentence upon all of us because of what we are. We're sinners. But I'm reminded you that Jesus Christ didn't go to the cross for the good, but he went for the bad. Amen. He said those that are not sick, though they need no physician, but those that are sick need a physician. Amen. We that are sinners needed a Savior, and he sacrificed on the cross of Calvary, and he's our Savior today. How to save sinners. If he was condemned of anything to go to the cross, it was the fact that he loved sinners. And the Bible said he went home to be with sinners. Thank God he loves sinners. It's the greatest sacrifice. But it doesn't stop there. He said in verse number 10, he said, for if when we were enemies, he called us enemies. Enemies to God. Enemies to the cross. I tell you, I've been called a lot of things, but enemy has never been one of them. I've tried my best, and so have you, to try to live as peaceable as we possibly can with everybody. Now, sometimes you just can't be good to some people. They won't let you. They'll just stir up something. They won't let you be good to them. But I'm going to tell you, I never wanted to be somebody's enemy. I never wanted to be called an enemy. But I was one time an enemy to God. I didn't love God, the things of God, nor the church of God, nor did I recognize the sacrifice of God on the cross of Calvary. I could have cared less of what he'd done. I would have been one of those that wagged my head and walked past the cross of Calvary. I was an enemy to the cross. Amen. And cared nothing about it. But the Bible said that when we were enemies, he said he reconciled. We were reconciled to God by the death of his son. Think of the greatness of that sacrifice. The Bible said we were yet without strength. We were ungodly. We were sinners, but he died for us. We were enemies, and he reconciled us. We were without strength. The Bible said in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But Jesus Christ came and proved his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. What a great sacrifice. Oh, the depth of God's love, the depth, the deepness of this sacrifice that was given. I thought about Sister Jean, talking about Brother Billy when he said he was scared, and rightfully so. I want to tell you why. That he was just telling his heart, and he was speaking for probably thousands of servicemen that were called by this nation and drafted into the war, put on them planes, and you could hear a pin drop as they went over the ocean to head towards foreign soil. You could hear a pin drop. You could hear and listen to the hearts beating with fear as they began to land, to get off the planes and off the helicopters. Can you imagine not a one of them laughing, chewing gum, or kicking their heels up? It was a sober time. It was a fearful time. And they're afraid to face the battlefield. Rightfully so. But our blessed Savior went all the way. Hallelujah. And gave himself willingly and died for sinners. What great sacrifice. He sacrificed for the whole world. You remember he went to the garden and said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass me. And he was willing to sacrifice for the cause. of man's salvation. What a great sacrifice.
But then you know the Bible talks about the deliverance that he give us through this sacrifice. He said, not only so, he said, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Amen. Had it not been for that precious blood that was shed at Calvary's cross, how couldn't have any of us entered in? The Bible said, not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. He said, for until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed, he said, when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned, after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. But not as the offense, he said, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Unto many. Amen. That sacrifice, that sacrificial blood that was given on Calvary's cross, delivered all of them who will believe. From Adam to today, every individual that will believe in the shed blood of Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross can have the forgiveness of sin. Amen. Be redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. I want to say to you, what makes this sacrifice so great is the fact that it does redeem you and I. It delivers you and I. It sets us free. Amen. You know what the blessing was? How when those men and women went on the battlefield and their blood was shed on that foreign soil, many of them had died. Many of them had given their life's blood that we can enjoy this freedom. But it all stays here. But I'm telling you, the sacrifice, of the great sacrifice of Christ on the cross of Calvary, was not only sufficient to save us here, but it's sufficient to carry us all the way home. Amen. Great sacrifice. I honor those soldiers that died, but I honor the Lord Jesus today, the great sacrifice that he gave so that you and I could be set free. Sin had us burdened. Sin kept us in captivity. We were slaves to sin. What sin said, that's what we had to do. When sin would come in, and sin would come, and the condemnation of sin, death came, entered in the world because of sin, then we're all affected and infected by it, and we had no way out until Jesus came. Had he not come this morning, had he not died on the cross for your and my sins, we would have no hope today. Amen. Every one of us would be headed towards the devil's hell without a hope in the world. Death would have overcome us. But Jesus overcome death, hell, and the grave, and through him we have eternal life. What a great sacrifice. Oh, listen, I tell you, I feel light as a feather this morning. I want to praise his holy name for the sacrifice that he gave on my behalf. Isaiah chapter number 53, I told about the Lord Jesus Christ coming. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, yet he openeth not his mouth. He is willing to go all the way for us. Amen. At Calvary's cross, we are set free. How can you imagine the Old Testament saints? The Old Testament saints that put their faith in the cross of Christ coming, and they put their trust in him. And all the saints from the cross till today that put their trust in the cross of Calvary. The Bible said, if the Son make you free, you're free indeed. Freedom ultimately comes through Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that he made at Calvary's cross. This morning we're here and we're remembering the sacrifice that our soldiers had made for the betterment of our living here in this nation. But we stand before you this morning with a book open, declaring unto you the greatest sacrifice given to mankind was Jesus Christ at Calvary's cross, for the benefit and for our behalf, that through him we could be set free of our sin and have a home in heaven. We're going home. We're going home. Can you imagine what it must have felt like when the soldiers got the news, the war is over, we're headed home? Can you imagine what they must have felt like?
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. I've never been. I've talked to a young man that was in the Navy, and he said, Brother William said, I've been out in the waters, he said, for 2.5 years. Brother Rusty said, he sure was longing to be home and be on American soil. For 2.5 years, he'd been out in the ocean on that mighty ship. And one day they got the orders. Boys, you're going home. You're going home. He said, boy, there's something that just swelled up in his heart. And said, all the men said, here they started headed home to the shore. Said they kept getting closer and closer, and said where they're supposed to dock at. Said they told them how far there was away. And so they run in and change clothes. They put their, I don't know what they call them, but they put their clothes on. Brother Johnny, you know, put the white clothes on and the hat and put everything and dressed up. And they said, we're nearly there. And said they got every one of them, got out on the bow of the ship. There's hundreds of them. And then soldiers were lined up on that ship, how those Navy men, and they had their clothes on and they had their white fatigues on. I guess it's what they called it in the Army. I don't know what they called it in the Navy. But he said they headed towards the shore. And he said the closer they got up to the shore, said they got to seeing thousands and thousands of their family members had gathered on the shore side. And as the ship was nearing the shore, said he said, I'll never forget. He said, I was looking for my mom and daddy. He said, and thousands of people. He said, I just knew I wouldn't be able to find them. He said, but as we got closer, he said, I happened to turn and look, and mama and daddy was waving. And they had a big old poster paper that said, welcome home, Rusty. I want to tell you, one of these days, woo, hallelujah. And one of these days, we're going to get the order from the captain. Hallelujah. He's going to say, come on home, church. And as we near that blessed shore on the other side, the family members will be gathered. God bless. Amen. They'll be standing on the shore of heaven. And they'll say, welcome home. Welcome home. You've been a great soldier for the Lord. And you're welcomed home. I'm going to tell you, I'm longing for the ship to reach and to anchor on that shore one day after a while. Amen. What a great sacrifice the Lord Jesus did for you and I, that through him we could have everlasting life. I'd like for us to stand.